Hi, this is John Schaefer. You're listening to WNYC's free podcast of New Sounds. Streaming audio or MP3 download available when you want at WNYC.org and on iTunes. The film Copenhagen Dreams is a documentary about the Danish capital, and it sports a score by Jóhann Jóhannsson, the Icelandic composer who lives in that city. As with many of Jóhann's works, it can be difficult to distinguish the electronic sounds from the acoustic ones. We've heard a number of his compositions over the years, and he's done work for strings and electronics, brass ensemble and electronics, an early computer with strings and electronics. On this edition of New Sounds, we'll get a chance to sample just a little bit of this film score from Jóhann Jóhannsson, as well as a bunch of other works that challenge you to determine whether they're actually electronic or acoustic or some combination of the two. We'll hear a John Cage piece that is completely acoustic but has a very sort of electronic sound. And on the other hand, there's the duo called Moon Ate the Dark, which just sounds like some very spacey piano playing until you listen closely and realize that can't possibly be just a piano. So all of that and much more coming up in the next hour. I'm John Schaefer. Glad you've joined us for New Sounds. Let's begin with the album by the group Kira Kira, sort of a one-woman group. That one woman is Kristin Björk Kristjansdóttir. She is Icelandic, but based in Berlin, and this album, a real international affair, features lots of the top Finnish players, including the percussionist and producer Samuli Kosminen, who's all over this record. The album is called Feather Magnetic, and from Kira Kira, we're going to hear a track called Soothe. And then, from a bit closer to home, Brooklyn's Laurel Halo. From her album Quarantine, we'll hear I'll call it a song. There are no lyrics. There are some vocals, although you'll do well to pick them out because the voice is used as an instrument in a song called Joy from Laurel Halo. And, that'll be our opening set on tonight's edition of New Sounds. That's music from Laurel Halo. She's from Brooklyn. And that's the album Quarantine, which throughout the record makes really unusual use of Laurel's voice, here used as an instrument, a part of the instrumental texture in a song called Joy. Prior to that, we heard Kira Kira, which is the work of the Icelandic composer and visual artist Kristin Björk Kristjónsdóttir. An international cast helping her out on the album Feather Magnetic. We heard a piece called Soothe. Again, the project called Kira Kira. We'll move on next to Sing Sing Penelope. Despite the English title, this is a Polish band, and despite the name Penelope in the title, it's all dudes. The album's called This Is the Music, Volume 1. And this track is called Mini Song. Don't you believe it? It clocks in over 11 minutes in length, and again has some textures that bear repeated listening. Lots of horns and keyboards mixing with electronics, and not always in ways that are easy to distinguish. So let's hear a little bit of music from this Polish group called Sing Sing Penelope. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, fans of the old group Oregon or the late Don Cherry might like this music from the group Sing Sing Penelope, some world music-inflected jazz by this Polish group from their album This Is the Music, Volume 1. Despite the length of the piece, it's called Mini Song from the band Sing Sing Penelope. A couple of synthesizer players in the band who double on things like saxophone and trumpet. So there's lots of kind of unusual textures coming out of the horn section. In a moment, we'll continue with some music from Tim Kuhl and a piece by the late John Cage that uses six tracks of percussion and yet has a very almost electric or electronic sound. Stay with us. I'm John Schaefer, and you're listening to New Sounds. This is New Sounds, program number 3370. We're listening to works that walk the line between electronic sounds and acoustic ones. Not always easy to distinguish which is which, and especially when you get into the world of percussion, especially bowed percussion or layered percussion or rubbed percussion instruments, they can produce very electronic sounds, and we've got two percussion-based pieces in this next set. First, from Brooklyn's Tim Kuhl, who is a drummer and a composer and a producer. From his album St. Helena, we're going to hear Tales of Transformation. There are clear percussion sounds here, but there are other sounds whose origin is not quite so clear. And then the late John Cage. Before his death in 1992, he had spent the preceding, say, decade composing number pieces, where the title of the work would be a number that told you how many different musicians or different parts there were in the piece. So, for example, six is for six of anything. It could be played by six cellists, it could be played by six percussionists, it could be played by six singers. Glenn Freeman is a percussionist who decided in the studio that he would be all six percussionists, just tracking one atop the other. There are some ringing, chiming sounds that are clearly acoustic, and then again, other sounds that almost have an electronic aspect to them, although I'm pretty sure what you're getting here is a completely acoustic performance from Glenn Freeman, but you'll see that the textures are not so different from the Tim Kuhl piece that we're about to hear from his album St. Helena on New Sounds.
Thank you.
That is a version of the John Cage piece called Six, which can be played by six of any instrument, often for much longer durations than the 3 minutes that you just heard Glenn Freeman doing. Glenn Freeman, on the other hand, did all six parts himself, six tracks of percussion, in this recording of one of the so-called number pieces by John Cage. Prior to that, Tim Kuhl, a Brooklyn-based drummer and composer and producer. From his album St. Helena, we heard Tales of Transformation, another piece that was not exclusively percussion, but certainly percussion-based. And like the John Cage piece, some of those textures are getting pretty close to the world of electronics. I'm pretty sure there are some actual electronic sounds in the Tim Kuhl piece. Not the case with the Cage, though, despite having that very similar tone to it. Up next on this edition of New Sounds is another piece that is completely acoustic, but if you didn't know that in advance, you might think you were listening to some kind of ambient electronic music. It's actually a duet between the clarinetist Gareth Davis and the cellist Frances Marie Wheaty. And if you're not familiar with Wheaty's cello playing, she is pretty well known for playing with two bows on a single instrument, so that does allow her to get one string really droning while she plays on another. The piece is called Detour, from an album they did together called Gramercy, and the whole album is built around the sound of their two instruments, and yet, as I say, the record has... You could certainly pass muster in a collection of electronic works, but here's some acoustic music for clarinet and cello, Detour, from the album by Gareth Davis and Frances Marie Wheaty. A little bit of music here from the cellist Frances Marie Wheaty, spelled U-I-T-T-I. She's been a veteran player on the new music scene for a number of years with her occasional double bowing technique on the cello. And Gareth Davis, who takes a similarly ambient approach to the clarinet on this piece called Detour, from a very kind of abstract, nocturnal record of what seem to be improvisations called Gramercy, from Gareth Davis, Frances Marie Wheaty. In a moment, we'll hear some music from the Icelandic electroacoustic composer Johan Johansson, and from a Welsh-Canadian duo called Moon Ate the Dark, some very spacey music that sounds, at least at first, like solo piano music until you realize it couldn't possibly be. That's coming up next on New Sounds. If you'd like a playlist for this New Sounds program, it'll tell you what we're hearing and where you can find the music. You can email us. Our email address is newsounds@wnyc.org. Ask for playlist number 3370 for the music you're hearing tonight. You can find all the playlists and all the programs in our audio archives on our website, where you will also find our free podcasts and ways to connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, and Tumblr. It's all on the web at wnyc.org/newsounds. Let's listen next to the Icelandic-born but now Danish-based composer Johan Johansson. He has done the soundtrack to an otherwise silent film about the city of Copenhagen in Denmark. It's called Copenhagen Dreams, and the piece we'll hear is called The Jewish Cemetery. As with virtually all of Johan's music, you have conventional acoustic instruments and electronics, and very often the line between the two is quite blurry. This is a short piece, and it will lead us, I think, pretty neatly into the duo known as Moon Ate the Dark. This is a Welsh-Canadian duo that features Anna Rose Carter playing the piano. Less obvious is the contribution of the producer, Christopher Bailey. But as the piece we're going to hear goes on, it becomes more evident that you're not just hearing piano. Moon Ate the Dark is the name of the duo and the name of the record. The tune is called Sleepwalk, and that's coming up right after this piece from Johan Johansson from the album Copenhagen Dreams. Thank you. This duo is called Moon Ate the Dark. The Welsh pianist Anne Rose Carter, the Canadian producer Christopher Bailey, and obviously quite a bit of production being done to what is essentially a very simple piano part. The piece is called Sleepwalk. The album and the duo both called Moon Ate the Dark. Prior to that, Johan Johansson, Icelandic composer living in Copenhagen, and a little bit of his score to the otherwise silent documentary called Copenhagen Dreams. And that's going to do it for this edition of the program. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us for New Sounds.